and it is for the Lord's glory. Amen. And so the Lord does not often, he does not always take us around those trials. Amen. But he grabs us by the hand and he walks us through those trials like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in that fiery furnace. It was their plan. It was the Lord's plan for them to end up in that fiery furnace. But the Son of the Most High God was with them through that fire, through that storm. Amen. And what a powerful witness they had. Amen. That they refused to bow down to that fake God. They refused to bow down to that statue. And the Lord blessed them. And the Lord went with them. Amen. Things are not always going to work out the way you think they should work out. Amen. But God is still sovereign. He's still in control. And he's a loving God. And he's going to do what's best for us. Amen. Can y'all give him some praise? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So we're going to persevere because trials are coming. That's just part of being a Christian. Trials are coming. We're going to persevere through it. Amen. And today we're going to talk about the power of prayer. We're talking about prayer because this is how we are going to persevere through these trials, through these storms, where the world comes against you, when things happen that you are just, your heart gets broken. Raise your hand if your heart's just been broken sometimes. You know, you just, God, why are you letting this happen? You ever been like that? But did you also come to the place, where you realize God is a good God? God is a good God no matter what. No matter what he allows to happen, he's a good God. Amen, a loving God. And he's going to get us through that storm. Can I get some praise this morning for the Most High God? Thank you, Lord. Is any one of you in trouble? He should pray. Is anyone happy? Let him sing songs of praise. Is any one of you sick? He should call the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered with faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise him up. If he has sinned, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. Elijah was a man just like us. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. Again he prayed, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crops. My brothers, if one of you should wander from the truth, and someone should bring him back, remember this. Whoever turns a sinner from the error of his way will save him from death and cover over a multitude of sins. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Father, we just bless you this morning. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you that your will is going to be done with this service, Lord Jesus. That what you want said is going to be said, and that we're going to leave here refreshed and excited, Lord. We're going to leave here ready to be that obedient servant, Lord. Thank you that there's a church full of prayer warriors right here. Thank you, Father God, for that anointing on this house, that this is a church of prayer warriors. Amen. Amen. We love you, Jesus. Amen. Okay, James 15 and verse 13, or James 5 and verse 13. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. This isn't just talking about a bad day, Sister Rita. Now, that can go in there as well, but is any of you suffering? Remember last week, James was talking about the prophets and how they were persecuted, even though they loved the Lord, even though they had that amazing calling, amen, and the Lord used them in such a mighty way, the Lord didn't spare them from persecution, okay? So this is the same thing right here. Are you suffering for doing the right thing? Are you suffering just because you love the Lord? Is your heart broken this morning and you don't know what to do? Well, I'm going to tell you what to do this morning. The answer to whatever we're going through, you hear me, is to pray. Amen? Are you with me this morning? That's what the text says right here, and that's what we're supposed to do. Is anyone among you suffering? So is your heart broken this morning? Are you devastated? Did things not work out the way you expected? Amen? Are people coming against you for no reason whatsoever? Pray. Let him pray. Reach out to the Lord this morning. Are you with me? Now, that is something that we are called to do. We see that a lot throughout the scriptures. Amen. Pray. If you need wisdom, James said himself, if you need wisdom, ask the Lord, and he wants to give it to us. Amen. But so often, so many times, the Christian will try and do it on his own. Amen. Anybody ever done that in here? Anybody ever tried to do it on your own power, and then it doesn't work out? Amen. But the Lord tells us over and over again, hey, crazy things are going to happen. Things are going to happen to you that aren't going to make a lot of sense. You're going to be face to face with the impossible sometimes. Amen. But you need to trust in me. You need to trust in my ability. Can I get a witness this morning? And you need to reach out to me. Amen. Through prayer. Amen. That is the wonderful, precious gift that we get because we belong to the Most High God. Because we are his child, he says, you have direct communication to the Father through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Aren't you so glad we don't have to go through this world alone? Amen, that we have the Holy Spirit this morning, and we can have an audience with the Father. We can begin to hang out with Jesus. Isn't that awesome? That we can hang out with our Lord and our Savior, and he wants us to do that. And so many times we don't even take him up on it. Amen. Or so many times we forget about it, you know. But listen, that's why we need to stay in the scripture and we need to stay in our prayer closet so it is just like breathing. Hey, when something pops up, hey, I'm bringing this to the Lord. Amen. Are y'all with me this morning? Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Philippians 4 and verse 6. This is a verse right here, guys, you've got to get. You've got to get it in your heart. You've got to underline it in your neighbor's Bible. Rip the page out of their Bible. Put it in your back pocket. I'm playing. Don't do that. Don't do that. But you should underline this verse if you're one of those people that write in your Bible. If not, Xerox you some copies, man. Stick them around the house. Let's get this in our heart. That's all I'm trying to say this morning. Philippians 4 and verse 6. Do not be anxious about anything. That is a tall order right there. That is a mega order. But this is what the Lord is telling us. Hey, things are going to get messy. Things are going to get scary. Things are going to happen that you do not like. If we had a choice, we wouldn't be in these situations. Amen. Can I get a witness? But the Lord says, hey, don't be stressed out about this. Don't let it steal your joy. Amen. How can it not steal our joy? I just got a horrible, horrible report from the doctor. Amen. Okay, well, you know how it can, you know it doesn't have to steal your joy? If I focus on the Lord and I understand that whatever he allows to happen, it is for his glory. In my growth. Amen. Does that make sense this morning? That if God lets something crazy happen, it is for his glory. Amen. What are you here for? What are you doing on this planet Earth? You are here to give the Lord glory. Amen. So how are we going to handle these storms? How are we going to handle these trials? How are we going to handle this persecution? Okay, when everything's just getting crazy, I'm going to persevere. Because I'm focusing on my Lord and I'm praying to the Most High God. I'm saying, God, I need wisdom today. I need wisdom today. Lord, I need peace. God, I need direction. Amen. And I'm going to listen to that voice. Amen. Y'all with me? If anyone among you is suffering, let him pray. Philippians 4 and verse 6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything. So here it is. You do not have the Lord's permission to be anxious about nothing, no matter what it is. But in everything, in all things, we are to give it to the Lord. From physical problems, to financial problems, to mental problems, to spiritual whatevers. Are you with me? We give it to the Most High God. Amen. And he can make a way where there is no way. We need to come to this place, church, where we realize that when I'm weak, I can be so strong. When I'm weak, I can become so strong when I realize, yes, this is not in me. Yes, I cannot make this happen. But if I trust in my Lord, I give it to the Lord, he can and will do the impossible. Amen? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition. There it is. There it is. That's what we're talking about this morning. We got to pray. We got to stay in our prayer closet. So prayer is the vehicle that my petition's wrapped up in. I'm giving the Lord my request in my time of prayer. You know, and the Bible says pray without ceasing. So this needs to be a way of life for us. Amen. So I'm giving the Lord my petition by prayer and petition with thanksgiving. Isn't that awesome? Well, let's face it. Let's be honest. Sometimes we don't feel like being thankful. You know what I mean? Life gets hard, man. You know, hey, man, this isn't fair. I have fought the good fight. I have been faithful to you. I have went the extra mile, and I do not understand what's going on. Why are you allowing this to happen to me? You know what? We don't have to understand that. You know what? He's God, and we're not. You know what I mean? And that's going to give you a lot of peace right there when you understand, hey, he's my Father, and he's going to do what's best for me. Even though, you know, like when I bring correction to my little kid, they don't get it. They're like, what the heck are you doing, man? Why are you doing that? It's for your own good. You know what I mean? Because I expect a lot out of you, because I have to raise you up to be that person that you need to be. Amen. So the Lord will do things that we don't get. We don't understand it, you know. But he knows what he's doing, and we need to receive the peace by knowing he knows what he's doing. Amen. And he's my loving Father. He's going to do what's best for me. Amen. Can I get a witness? Amen. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving. Let's be thankful. Amen. If you cannot focus on anything to be thankful for, you need to focus on something to be thankful for. There's a lot of things that you can be thankful for this morning. Amen. You're thankful for everything he's done in the past. You're thankful for his faithfulness in the past. You're thankful for his promises. Amen. You're thankful for the fact that I have air in my lungs. Thankful for the fact that I'm saved, that I've been bought by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. I can be thankful this morning. There's much to be thankful about. So when I pray, I give the Lord my petition, and I have that attitude of thanksgiving. Amen. I'm thankful to you because you are a good God. Whether this thing I'm going through works out the way I want it to work out or not, I am a thankful son because you have been so good to me. And whatever happens, it's because you love me. With thanksgiving, present your request to God. Now, verse 7, and the peace of God. Oh, isn't that awesome? Isn't that amazing? The peace of God. When we give it to the Lord, some crazy things are going to happen. Prayer is going to do one of a couple things. It's either going to change your situation, change what you're asking for. It's going to work out to where, like, oh, man, there it is. I prayed, and there it is. Whoop dog. All God's people said, whoop dog. But often, the Lord changes you. You know what I mean? Prayer's not about you getting what you want. Prayer's about you lining your will up with the Lord and getting what the Lord wants. Amen. Can I get a witness? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So a couple of things are going to happen there. Either your situation is going to change or the Lord is going to change you. Amen. Okay, but see, one thing he's going to give me, whether it turns out the way I want it to or not, he's got peace for me. Amen. He's got peace. And the peace of God, not fake peace, not worldly peace, but the peace of God, which transcends all understanding. People aren't going to be able to understand why you're so peaceful. You're not even going to be able to figure out why in the world am I so peaceful. Oh, it's because I got the peace of the Lord. Amen. This is supernatural. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So in the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So if I pray to the Lord, if I reach out to him, you know what? He's going to give me peace. Isn't that awesome? And you know what? He will protect and guard my mind. If I'm focusing on him, I can keep that peace. If I'm keeping my eyes on him, I can keep that peace. Isn't that good news? He said, I'll protect you from the attacks of Satan. Just keep your eyes on me. Amen. Don't let the wind and the waves discourage you. Don't let them bring you down, but keep your eyes on me. Let's just keep hanging out. Let's just keep communicating. Amen. Is he not a good God this morning? So we pray to him. We pray to him, and we pray for strength. We pray for boldness. You know, it's not the easiest thing in the world to witness nowadays. You know what I mean? But you know what? If we go before the Lord, he says, if you need wisdom, man, I want to give you wisdom. I'm not going to get mad at you for asking. I want to bless you. You know, so here's the thing. If I pray, Lord, your will be done, and I mean that, guess what's going to happen? The Lord's will is going to be done. Amen. Now, look right here. Look where the apostles were being persecuted by the Sanhedrin. And they didn't pray, Lord God, have these people leave me alone. You know, I'm just trying to be obedient to your son. Lord God, keep these folks away from me. But they prayed this. They prayed this right here. Acts 4 and verse 29. Now, Lord, consider their threats. You heard what they said about me, Jesus. Now, Lord, consider their threats. You know what they can do. Consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness. You hear that? God, just give me that boldness. No matter what this world throws at me, give me that boldness, that strength, that courage to keep on keeping on, to keep on spreading your word no matter what. Amen? And Satan's not going to back off. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing praise. Okay, so let me get this straight. If it's a bad day, a hard day, if I'm suffering, I pray. If it's a good day, I sing a praise. I sing and worship the Lord. That's true. That's totally true. Amen. You know what I mean? But we see, we're supposed to have a Christ-centered life. You know what I mean? Where he is the focus of my life. Amen. So it's not a formula to where when life is good and life is great and all my bills are caught up, then I have the opportunity, I have the permission to sing some praise songs. Okay? But I am supposed to praise him when times are good. Amen. But I'm also supposed to praise him whether I'm on the mountaintop or the valley. Amen. This is something that just needs to be part of our life. Amen. That I live in a place of prayer. I live in a place of repentance. You see what I'm saying this morning? That I'm constantly allowing the Lord to search my heart and see what kind of rubbish needs to be dealt with. Amen. Can I get a witness? But I live in this place of prayer every single day. You know what I mean? And also a place of praise and worship. Now, that's kind of hard for some of us because some of us can't sing good. I'm probably the best singer in here. Pride does come before a fall. And I'm just playing. I'm not a good singer. I don't think I'm a good singer. I just get a little silly sometimes. But you know what, man? When we praise the Lord, what's the praising thing about? What's the praying thing about? What are we doing? We're getting our eyes off of ourselves and getting them on the Lord. Amen. We're focusing on the Lord and his goodness and his glory and his promises. And guess what? He's going to change the atmosphere. He's going to change some stuff. Amen. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing praise. Okay, so look at Acts 16 and verse 25. Check this out real fast. Acts 16 and verse 25. Now, this is where Paul and Silas were just doing the Lord's work. They were just representing the Lord, and they get beaten. It's actually flogged. So think about that. They get bound, thrown in prison. They get stripped. Talk about embarrassing, man. Just doing the Lord's work, man. All of a sudden, everything just gets crazy. You know what I mean? Thrown in prison. I didn't do anything wrong. I was just being obedient to my Lord. Let's be honest. That would be a good place for us to get in the mullet grubs, right? Let me get this straight. I'm worshiping you. I'm spreading the good news. And I just got beat. I just got flogged. I don't get it. Well, see, look at that verse real fast. And this is what those guys did. About midnight, that's about the darkest time you're going to get in. That's the darkest time of the night, right? About midnight, so we can say, when things look hopeless, why don't you do this? About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. Oh, well, they're praying and singing hymns. They're worshiping the Lord. They're getting their eyes off of themselves. Hey, I'm in prison. I think my ribs exposed, Silas. You know what I mean? I would be able to tell you, but my blood is caked over my eyeballs. You know, these guys got beat up really, really bad. But they're praising the Lord. They're praising the Lord. And they're praying, Father God, we love you. We praise you. I don't really understand why you let this happen, but I know it's for your glory. Amen. I know there's a lesson in here for me somewhere. They're just praying and worshiping the Lord. And see, when we do that, that's an amazing witness. That's an amazing witness as opposed to us acting the fool or getting in the flesh. You know, and I'm walking living proof. I do it all the time. You know what I mean? But I'm saying I don't always do the right thing. That's what I'm trying to say. And then we muddy up our witness. Then we're not living in the victory that the Lord wants us to live in. Amen? But look, about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. And the other prisoners were listening to them. So whether you want to acknowledge it or not, man, people are watching. They're watching how you're handling these trials. They're watching how you're handling these storms. Amen. You have an audience. People that the Lord has allowed to be around you. Amen. Now, when they worshiped and they praised the Lord, guess what happened? A big old earthquake came up, man. Well, that could be a coincidence. You know, that's totally possible that you know, there would just be an earthquake when they were praising the Lord. Well, yeah, that is true. That could happen. But all the doors flew open and all their chains fell off of everybody. All God's people say, miracle. Yeah. See, God's a good God, right? So he does these amazing things. And all the prisoners run away. Woo, dog, they're out. But not Paul and Silas. And so through this situation, the jailer and his entire family got saved. And these people, the jailer and his family, become this big part of the early church. Amen. So guys, that's what I'm saying this morning is we got to keep that attitude of prayer. And we got to be praisers. Amen. It doesn't matter how good you sing. Just give it to the Lord. Amen. Just give it to the Lord. It's just that attitude of thanksgiving. Hey, you don't have to get it. You don't have to understand. And listen, if you look at the Psalms, a lot of time David goes into these things with not a whole lot of good news at first. You know what I mean? He can be in a bad place. He can be in a scary place. But when he praises the Lord and he gives it to the Lord, we see a change in him. Amen. That's what I'm talking about. We want that peace this morning. Amen. And all God's people went, amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go to the next slide. He is risen. Okay. James 5 and verse 14. Is anyone among you sick? So not just suffering, not just going through some torment because you're doing the right thing. Here's the thing, no matter what you're going through, whether it's physical or mental, spiritual, financial, whatever, you got to give it to the Lord. Give it to the Lord, right? Just give it to the Lord. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church. So if you're sick, you can't get out of bed or you can't get to church, hey, call one of your brothers. Get some church people over there and let them pray over you. Okay, so here's another thing. I'm supposed to stay in my prayer closet. I'm supposed to stay in my word. I'm supposed to be praying. And you know what? I'm not supposed to go through this stuff alone. Did y'all know that? We got our brothers and our sisters. Amen. And we lean on each other. We encourage one another. Iron sharpens iron, right? Okay, but if you're going through it, amen, listen, you can't handle it on your own. Some things you just can't handle on your own. Okay, you got to get other people involved sometimes. Okay, so listen, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him. So here's the thing. It's pretty much talking about someone who is physically ill, who can't get up. See, pray over him. That's what it's talking about. Someone's down lower and you're just praying over that person. So no matter what you're going through, amen, let's pray. Let's give it to the Lord. And let them pray over him, anointing him with oil. Now, oil represents what? Anyone know? Oil represents the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. So it's a point of contact. I'm praying over you, my brother. I'm praying over you, my sister. And you know what? We're just giving this to the Lord because my Lord can do amazing things. Amen. Amen. Anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. You see that? We pray. And if you're weak and you're like, I don't even know if I can pray right now. Nothing's really making sense right now. The best thing you can do is, you know what? Call some folks. Is that for me? Is that my? It's all good. Hey, those things happen. If you, you know what? You're miserable. You can't even pull your thoughts together. Call a Christian brother, man. Get someone to come pray with you. Stand in the gap with you. Amen. You with me? Amen. And let the Lord do what he does best. Let him change some stuff in your life. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. You see that? It ain't the elders that got the power. Amen. We got to have faith. But it ain't the elders and it ain't the oil. But see, when miracles happen, and miracles do still happen, amen, it is the Lord. It is the Lord. So that's who we pray to. We pray to the Lord because that's where the miracle's coming from, in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick. See that? And the prayer of faith will save the one that is sick. What is faith? About the easiest way I can put faith is just trusting in God. Just trusting in God. When nothing else makes sense, when it doesn't look like nothing's going to work out, hey, I'm trusting in God. I'm leaning on Him. You see what I'm saying? So if I'm going through something, man, I better get before the Lord in some prayer. Amen. Maybe even get some church folks over to come pray for me as well. But you know what, man? I got to be trusting in the Lord. Somebody better be trusting in the Lord. Amen. And you might be in that state where you're like, I can't even think straight right now. I don't even know what's going up, what's going down. Like that guy that Jesus healed, and he was in that bed, and his friends lowered him down through the roof. You know what I mean? It was those people's faith that got them fixed up. You know what I mean? The people that were lowering them down. Hey, man, we're going to get you to Jesus. We're going to get you to Jesus. Sometimes we got to stand in the gap for other folks. You know what I mean? When they're going through that storm, when they're going through that trial, and things get all foggy and things get all crazy, amen, sometimes we got to unite our faith for our brother or our sister, amen, and give them to the Lord. Are y'all with me this morning? In the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. Now, James is not saying that every single time you pray, that person is going to be raised up. That person is going to be healed. Okay? That's not what he's saying. What he's saying, if a miracle happens the way you think it needs to happen, because something's going to happen, but if it happens the way you think it's going to be happening, it is the Lord who did it. Amen. It ain't you. It ain't your training. It ain't what your grandma said. It ain't none of that. It ain't the elders. It ain't the oil. But the Lord is the one that is going to do it. Amen. I'm trusting in the Lord. I'm trusting in His goodness. I'm trusting in His ability. Amen. And He's the one that makes the crooked places straight. He's the one that does the miracles. And the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick. And the Lord will raise him up. Amen. Y'all with me? And if he has committed sins, James 5 and verse 15, part B. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. So let's look at some awesome, awesome, great things about prayer. Not only is there physical healings, not only is there peace for my storms, but you know what? When I've allowed roadblocks to get in my relationship with the Lord, you know what I mean? When my relationship with the Lord is suffering because I've been making some bonehead mistakes. Can we say them like that? When I've been doing things I know I shouldn't do. Amen. And I feel that relationship suffering. Y'all with me this morning? The Lord says, hey, won't you pray to me? Won't you ask me to forgive you? Why don't you seriously repent right now? And why don't you confess these sins to me? Amen. So there can be a healing in this relationship so we can carry on. Amen. And we can do all these awesome things I want to do in your life. Amen. So he fixes us up just fine. Amen. And then also, you know, that most precious prayer we could ever pray. Father God, I ask you to be my Lord and Savior. You know what I mean? I don't know. Maybe somebody in here needs to pray that this morning. Maybe someone in here hasn't reached out and accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior this morning. You know what? You can do that today, and you should do that today if you haven't already done it. And it's going to start with that prayer. Amen. Your sins can be washed away right now. Amen. Can I get a witness? And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. So prayer is a powerful tool. Amen. James 5 and verse 16, there it is on your monitor. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. James is on this prayer thing, ain't he? Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. Isn't that good? Therefore, confess your sins to one another. We need to understand this, guys. Sometimes we need to have an accountability brother. Sometimes we need to have somebody in our life, excuse me, that we can run to. And you know they're not going to spread your business around. They're not going to make you famous all over town. Guess what Pastor Paul's been dealing with? You know what I mean? But those people, those trustworthy people, amen, that we can say, hey, you know what? I really need to be open and honest with you about this. I've really been battling this right now. And I know this isn't what the Lord wants. Amen. That's what I'm saying. We should not go through any of this stuff alone. Amen. And sometimes we need to have that person that we can run to and say, you know what? I've been dealing with this, and I really haven't got a lot of victory in this. So I want me and you to partner up on this. Amen. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
I understand that you ain't perfect. I'm not perfect. You ain't perfect. Ain't none of us perfect. Amen. Let's own up to it. Ain't none of us faultless. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another. So we have this fellowship thing going on with our brothers and our sisters. Hey, you know what? I'm dealing with this. I'm pretty good in these areas, but this area right here, I'm not really doing that good in right now. So I need you to partner with me in this area. And matter, I'm going to pray for you in this area, and you pray for me in this area over here that I'm struggling with. Amen. See what's going on there? We have that iron and iron sharpening iron thing. You know, we're going through it together. We're doing life together. We're growing in the Lord together. I can call you up, say, hey, man, hey. Man, I need you. I need you to pray with me right now because I'm having a really hard time right now. Amen. So we pray for one another. That's why we're a family. That's why we're together. So we can intercede for one another. So we can pray for one another. Amen. So we can be there for one another. Are y'all with me this morning?
Amen.
Therefore, confess. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Go ahead. Anybody? Two bottles today, ma'am. Two bottles. You got to hydrate, man. It's very important to hydrate. It's in the Bible, kind of. You got to have it. We'll just say that. There's a lot about the living water in there, right? Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. Hey, man, let's get the victory on this stuff. Amen. Let's be more than overcomers. I'm going to let you know where I'm having the trouble with, what the area I'm... 1, 2, 3. I'm having a bad time with this area, so me and you are going to get through this together. We're going to bring it before the Lord. We're going to read the scripture together. Amen. I know you're not going to spread my junk all over town. And guess what? We're going to get to that place of victory. We're going to get that healing. Amen. Isn't God good? And pray for one another that you may be healed. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power, and it is working. We used to have that. Larry, you remember that? It was right across here. And it said, the prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Ron, you remember that? Anybody remember that? Rick? Yeah, it was right here. And that needs to be something that we focus on, that we think upon. You know, I'm supposed to be a praying man. And if I'm a righteous man, there's power in that prayer. Amen. There's power in that prayer. This is the awesome tool that the Lord gives us. Amen. Where we exercise our faith and the Lord does amazing things. Amen. Isn't that cool? Isn't that exciting? Well. Paul, you're okay. You're all right. But you ain't no righteous man. I saw you spank your kid for no reason another day. Well, no, there was a reason for it, probably. Righteous person, that means that my faith is in the Lord.
Amen.
That means that I belong to the Most High God. I belong to Jesus. I'm not looking outside of the cross for anything else. You know what I mean? I'm praying to the Lord through Jesus Christ, and He makes a way. Amen? And there's power in that prayer. Everyone say, power.
Power.
Amen. There is. There is. And then, is everyone doing all right? James does this really cool thing he likes to do from time to time and actually give us examples of people. That's what I like to do, by the way, when I'm going through something, go back in the Bible and see where other people have had the victory in that area.
Amen.
You know what I mean? See what happens when I trust in the Lord. Amen. He's faithful. You'll see it. He's faithful. You know what I mean? So James says, hey, let's check out Elijah. Check this guy out. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours. That is so important right there, Travis. Elijah, it was a man just like me and you. He put his pants on one leg at a time. Isn't that how that saying goes or whatever? Yeah. He was a normal dude. He was not a superhuman, but he trusted in a supernatural God, the Almighty God. He knew who his Lord was, and there was times where he had to rely on that Lord. He had to trust in his Lord sometimes. And you know, we got to get to that place where we know in our hearts that our Lord can make a way where there is no way. We got to learn that stuff now, that my God can do all things. Amen. That when times get tough, I can trust in him because I know he'll make a way. Amen. Y'all with me? So Elijah wasn't no superhuman being. You read, he got depressed. He got stressed out. He got scared. But the Lord used him to do amazing things because he gave it to the Lord. He trusted in the Lord. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed fervently that it might not rain. And for 3 years and 6 months, it did not rain on earth. Amen? This is Israel and King Ahab, right? King Ahab? Is that right? Yeah, I think I wrote that. Yeah. Israel got in some bad, hardcore idolatry, man. And so the Lord used this to bring in a massive drought. To get our attention. Some of us might be in a drought right now, and the Lord might be trying to get your attention. You know what I mean? We might just need to regroup. We might just need to back up. We might just need to repent of something this morning. Amen? Can I get a witness? Maybe that was just for me. You never know. And Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed fervently that it might not rain, and for 3 years and 6 months it did not rain on the earth. Then he prayed again, and heaven gave rain, and the earth bore its fruit. So he just trusted in the Lord. He prayed and it didn't rain. He prayed again and it did rain. Amen. See, what I'm trying to say is we can do stuff like that. Now let's all get together, and we're going to make sure it does not rain in Alabama for the whole... No, I'm playing. I'm playing. See, we pray for the Lord's will to be done, right? But the point I'm really trying to make is there's power in prayer. And you pray in the Lord's will, man, guess what? Some amazing things can happen. And the Lord tells us, hey, pray. Pray. Remember what MC Hammer said? You got to pray. Pray, you got to pray. I don't know. You guys get up here and give it a whirl. I don't know. Oh, my gosh. So what's going on right now? Okay, let's go to the next slide. James 5 and verse 19. There's power in prayer, amen? And sometimes we got to pray for our brothers and our sisters, right? It's not just about ourselves. It's really good to get our eyes off of ourselves and pray for those around us. Amen. Pray for America. Pray for our president. I didn't vote for that man. Well, I didn't ask you if you voted for him. We're supposed to pray for our president. We're supposed to pray for those that are in authority over us. Amen. Well, I just can't pray for that. That's not what the Bible says. Okay. James 5. I like doing that voice right there. That's my angry voice. James 5 and verse 19. My brothers, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and someone brings him back, let him know that whoever brings back a sinner from his wandering will save his soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins. So here's the last order James gives us in his book right here. Remember in James chapter 1, we started talking about how Christians are supposed to live a certain way. Christians are supposed to be bearing good fruit. Not perfectly. I mean, that's the goal, but we're not going to reach that. Not on this side of glory, right? But increasingly so, we need to be bearing good fruit. We need to be about the Lord's business, less of myself and more of him. Amen? But we also need to analyze ourselves often and look at ourselves. Have I allowed some roadblocks, some hindrances to come into my life? Are there some things that I need to give to the Lord? You know what I mean? And turn from those things and repent. Are y'all with me?
Amen.
And you may have a brother or a sister that you see is struggling in an area. And if you see somebody wandering off, you know what I mean? Somebody's all of a sudden isn't some weird doctrine stuff, man. Like, you know what? I want a little bit of Jesus, a little bit of Buddha, a little bit of Hare Krishna. What are you talking about, man? You can't do that. So when you see somebody getting off of some craziness with love and with wisdom, with prayer, man, go get in the fight with them. Go bring them back. Save them from unnecessary pain, unnecessary trouble. Amen? You have a brother or a sister that's just out in the world, man. You're out there sowing their wild oats. What are you doing, man? Use wisdom. Amen. And pray about it. And show them love and go get them. Get in the ring. You with me?
Amen.
Hey, this is what James is telling us to do. You see somebody straying, man. Get in there. Go get them. Get in the fight. Are y'all blessed this morning? My brothers, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and someone brings him back, okay, we got to be bringing folks back, man. Don't write them off. You know what I mean? Well, that was nice. I liked it when a old boy came around. He was good. When we have dinner on the grounds, he'd bring me those stuffed pickles or whatever. I like that. Oh, well, that happened. I'll miss them. No, man. We got to bring these brothers, these sisters before the Lord, and we got to go out there. Amen. My brothers, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and someone brings him back, let him know that whoever brings back a sinner from his wandering will save his soul from death and will cover a multitude of sins. It's not too late. It's not too late. If you know somebody that's backed out there in the world, it's not too late, man. They got air in their lungs. Let's do something about it. Okay. So that's James. That's James from chapter 1 to chapter 5. That's done. The book of James is done. Yeah. It is what it is, man. I know I sure was fed. I sure was blessed. And it is. What'd you say? 17 weeks, man. That ain't no small potatoes. Anyways. I love you guys so much, and we can do some amazing things, man. We can do some amazing things, man. We cannot neglect prayer. We can't neglect our time with the Lord. Time is short. The Lord really wants to use us. Let's not be complacent. Let's not be blasé. And all God's people said, hey. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Thank you that we are fired up about you, Lord, that you are number one in our life, Lord God, that there is nothing like you. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for your baptism, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, that you just saturate us, that you equip us with everything that we need to do everything that you need us to do. Lord God, thank you for your gifts, your talents, your abilities. Thank you for blessing each and every person here today. Bless Miss Betty, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that even though the road has been long and the road has been hard, that you are giving my sister comfort, Lord, that you are going to continue to comfort her and give her peace and strength. And people are going to look at Miss Betty and they're going to say, man, that lady's got peace. I don't know how she has peace, but I know she has peace. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for the ministry is not done with you, and the Lord still has much use of you, and the Lord is going to continue to use you and give you the words of encouragement to say. And I just see you grabbing hold of the young man. I see you grabbing hold of the people and just saying, son, you need to know God is good, and the Lord's just going to continue to use you, and when he's ready, he'll call you home. Don't worry about that, but he's got much more for you to do. Thank you, Jesus. Blessing my sister, Lord. Bless Sister Donna. Thank you for healing her body, Lord Jesus. Thank you for blessing that job situation with Big D. Bless David, Lord. Thank you that Tommy's coming home. Thank you that Tommy's coming home. Thank you, Jesus. Those bars are still going to swing wide. Thank you, Father God. I'm not saying. I'm just saying that those bars are about to swing open. Those bars are coming open. Thank you, Jesus. We love you. We love you. Give them some praise this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We love you. So thanks for coming out. We have a men's Bible study tomorrow at 1:30 at Whataburger on Stewart Street. You guys should come out to that. And Wednesdays, we have a Bible study here, 7 p.m. We got the teen youth service, and we got the little kid class. We got a lot going on. On your way out today, we have those blueprints in the foyer. Put your fingers on them and pray over things, man. Pray. Pray, man. Pray about this church. We've done a lot in these buildings, but we got so much more to do. But see, God can do awesome things. Amen. So let's give it to him. Let's really pray about this stuff. Give it to him. Give it to him and don't let it go. Amen. Don't, and let's not get discouraged. I know we're under a time restraint with some of this stuff. But just give it to the Lord. Let's keep trusting in him, but really pray about it. Amen. I love you guys. Brother Donnie, why don't you close us in prayer?
Dear gracious Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word. Father, we pray for those who are not able to be here today, Father God. And Lord, we pray for the children, Father God. They have a safe summer. Those that graduated, Father God, keep them in your hands. Lord, allow us to be a witness. In Jesus' name, amen.